My boy, my boys. Oh, wait. You know what? The maniac loves you.
You are making a face right now, like a woman of color at Bobby Christina's funeral. Just doing your fake somber.
Yeah, I just need a big hat.
Yeah, they can't hear this on the Periscope, but we are playing Bagpipe Amazing Grace mm-hmm. for the passing of one Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Aww.
I guess he was of Scottish extraction. I thought distraction.
Distraction. I thought that was just like his thing. Like
it's kind of a shtick, yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, he had some of the blood, for God's sake. It's... not like Chief J. Strongbow was coming out with his Cherokee schnoz. He definitely looked like an angry
with the one
Scotsman.
Tier. The one tier.
That's Iron Eyes Cody, my friend.
Oh, okay.
You gotta know your engine some.
Sorry.
It is Papa's Basement, a mournful Papa's Basement, coming to you this Monday. Oh, now it's getting good. Now it's picking up a little bit. It's getting all... Oh, God. Oh, no. It's one of those hacky... Oh, it's just pictures of firemen raising the American flag.
Oh,
a montage of that.
Yeah. 9/11 destruction.
You know, oh, and a picture of a flying eagle now.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Could it be more America?
You know some Long Island trash crapped this out. And it was just like, oh. And now we have soldiers hugging each other. And it says, remember their sacrifice. And now there's... six blue angels flying across the sky.
Stop laughing.
I can't help it.
Why?
This is just too schmaltz.
I like the schmaltz.
Do you? Are you a sucker for that?
Oh, yeah.
I can't. And now just a flag next to a battleship.
Love a good funeral.
Oh, my God. There's someone named Tommy DeGuido put this together. Oh, and now just a picture of Christ with
hanging.
His ghost hand out saying, I am the way, next to a spectral white stairway.
Oh, God.
This and now a picture of Arlington National Cemetery.
Of course. You got to finish with that.
Wow, that is really just a terrifying window into someone's psyche that I am not so on board with. But hey, it is Papa's Basement. I am John Papa Giorgio. She is Eva Crickson.
Hello.
Show's website in papasbasement.com. Go there for every episode we've ever done. Mm-hmm. Our writing, too. My writing.
Your writing.
Eva's, I guess, just your stage work. We have YouTube videos of that coming someday.
Well, I mean, I work for the Washington Post, so you can read my writing there.
Of course. Occasionally the New York Times, they still pick up their former hometown gal.
Yeah, they do.
What's it like to have made it?
Well, you know.
Mm-hmm. If you want to tweet us, I'm active on Twitter. Eva loves to get at mentions and then never reply.
Yeah, I just don't get Twitter. I'm more of a Facebook girl, so.
Well, they can stalk you on Facebook then.
Okay.
Do you have your direct Facebook link that, you know, contains all of your personal information in your Twitter profile? So if I tell them they can find at Orchard Eva on Twitter, then they friend you, and then like when you check in using Foursquare or whatever, they can find you and dismember you like a porn star.
Okay. No, I don't think I have that.
Can we make that happen?
All yeah, but I don't do Foursquare, so.
Well, you just need to check in on Facebook more. There's I love it, really. Again, I'll go back to porn stars. Not that I follow any on Twitter. I'll occasionally comb their profile and then just like go to view pictures. That much I admit.
Okay.
But I don't follow any of them. Because that's always creepy to me when you like follow a porn star and then it's like seven followers, you know, or seven friends of yours also follow her.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's gross.
And it's like she tweets a new picture and it's like, oh, great. We're all furiously masturbating to this at
ew.
The same time.
That's disgusting.
Oh, it's horrible. There's something even worse than that on, you know, my absolute favorite Reddit Gone Wild,
mm-hmm.
where college girls who I don't even know if they have issues now. Maybe this is just the way of the world. You just pull your stuff out. Did you ever turn the picture around, Eva, or is it just filming blank screen? Do you see your face in the frame right now?
No, I don't.
You should double tap the frame then. And they're going to see you live. There you go.
Hey.
There you go.
Ugly Irish mug.
Hey. So, oh wait, I have to say it's not. Then we can continue.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I might be autistic, but I'm also intelligent. So eventually I've learned, like on a mechanical level, how to pick up on human cues.
Okay.
So you're not ugly and you're beautiful, and that's why you're on camera.
Thank you.
Believable?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Completely.
Thank you.
I didn't know I was going to be on camera today. I would have slapped some makeup on, but
just
oh well.
Pulled out a tit like an Amazon.
Yeah, oh well. What you see is what you get.
What's the better one, lefty or righty?
I've never thought about that.
Really? I remember one time a girl was flashing me, and she was about to take the picture, and she's like, do you want to see the big one, or do you want to see the good one? And it's maybe the best line I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, that's a problem with some girls. They have like two different size boobs.
Oh, it's sometimes it's like cup size different.
Really?
I've dealt with some weird, once or twice I've seen that, and it is a distraction.
But you still were able to accomplish the goal.
Yes, in certain positions.
Okay.
Like if they were riding me on top with those in my face, I would be too distracted. Or I would complain that one of my cheeks was being tickled and the other wasn't.
One by her.
Yeah, but like
tube sock tit.
Exactly. Let's call them Paul Revere tits. Like one if by doggy, two if by
Johnny Tremaine tits.
No, they were just melted.
Yeah,
they were
just like
horrible.
Fused together.
No TFing there.
They should call this book Johnny Deformed.
Yeah, we're playing that music because over the weekend, it was the weekend, right?
I think so.
Even
yeah,
even earlier. We do the show once a week.
It might have been Friday.
I mean, with the rate we do the show at,
yeah,
like we would have recorded an episode on September 18th, 2001. Been like, whoa, a lot of show to get
to. So much
here
has happened.
Yeah. For those that don't know, it would have been awkward.
Barack
behind
is still president.
That wasn't 2001.
I don't know. Oh, I thought you said 2011. Sorry. Keep going. About Rowdy
did
Roddy.
I
thought you did. I don't know.
I might have flubbed. It was a September 11th joke.
Oh.
That's what I was going for.
Oh.
Yeah, I think I did blow that.
It's all right.
I'm so sad. I didn't get my coffee ratios right. It's going to be another messy one.
Hang your head in shame.
I will. And I'll just pee in my face like that monkey on the YouTube video.
Ew. All right, so Rowdy Roddy.
Actually, I didn't get to finish the Gone Wild thought. I just remembered that.
Okay.
The creepiest thing. Not just like, hey, people you know also masturbate to this woman when you follow a porn chick on Twitter. But if you go to various video and image hosts that are used, I think Imgur, it's called Imgur, imgur.com, used by pretty much everyone on Reddit to post pictures, pornographic or non-pornographic alike, they will say, especially at the videos, I know this, it'll be like 48,000 views total, and you'll be like, God, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And then it'll say, here's what really gets creepy, like 48 people currently viewing.
Ew.
That feels, yeah, that is almost like
yucky,
watching a live sex show. Yes, that is the correct reaction.
I'm ew. Just,
God, there's just like 47 other me's at their desks silently with their mean jack face on. Just get it done.
Just giving yourself carpal tunnel by the day.
Just a mood ruiner.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Because that's all you can focus on then.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Rowdy Roddy Piper. WWF. I would never say WWE.
I know.
WWF legend Rowdy Roddy Piper, dead at 61, had a coronary during his sleep.
So just heart exploded.
Heart exploded.
At bedtime.
Like Bluto's cheeks when he said, see if you can guess what I am now.
Yeah.
And
that's it.
Yes. That is how I picture every wrestler's heart. Just two fists poised inches away from Belushi's fat cheeks. Because that's what they are. Let's be honest. These guys lived on red meat, Percocet, and like gorilla testicles for Roy juice.
Right.
For 15, 20 years. I mean, if you look at them, most of them, I don't think, don't stop juicing. From what I gather, they still look like oxen.
Don't they get tested for that, though? Or no?
Nah,
no.
They maybe do now because right. I think Eddie Guerrero.
I don't know.
He was a wrestler from about 7 years ago who had
wrestler.
had a heart attack at like age 8. It was very suspicious.
That's not funny. Why am I laughing at that?
Well, we have dead kids coming up later, so
okay.
That'll be a real knee slapper for you.
Yeah.
Actual dead kids, not just dead fake kids.
And my students seeing naked old women.
We'll get to that, too. The death of innocence.
Yeah.
So it happens a lot. I think they overwork. I guess you just, you're pumping when you're lifting and using juice. You're really pumping past like all normal limits of physical endurance.
Okay.
And then let's be honest, I'm not saying like football players who juice aren't taking helmets right to their solar plexus, but so much of wrestling is what, you on a mat as a guy dives from a turnbuckle from like 80 feet above.
Oh my God.
And then just is planting his elbow right into your sternum.
Into your heart.
You don't, exactly.
Into your beating elephant heart.
You think that isn't exactly weakening the yeah. tubes a little bit?
Beep, beep.
Yeah. Aww. And after 20 years or whatever, just one day, all of a sudden, your aorta looks like a hose that, while you got the sprinkler going, someone rode over in a mower. It's just...
You kids.
Yeah, yeah, dead in your sleep.
Yeah. You blew my mind earlier, though, when you told me that Rowdy Roddy played the maniac on It's Always Sunny.
He did.
I didn't know that.
Rowdy Roddy, as much as I, again, I got out of
the
wrestling.
The maniac loves you.
Yeah. Yeah. I got out of wrestling, like, as I hit 9 or 10, because my dad was just like, I am not going to let you watch men in their underwear touch each other. And it, when I was younger, even, hell, when I even watched Kids in the Hall, and it was like Men in Drag, and he was just like, what is, he must have thought I S'd so much elementary school D. He was just like, what is wrong? But I was like a little kid. I didn't even know what gay really was back
then. What is Mr. Jeffries doing to you?
Yeah. So, you know, you've got Scott Thompson starting his Buddy Cole monologue, they fay. And I'm just like, ha ha, he's acting funny. And my dad's like, son of a bitch, where
oh
did I go
God.
Wrong?
Yeah.
I come to this country to have this little bastard, and I've got a little gay boy.
Great. Privilege boy.
Yeah. Homo boy.
The homo boy.
And, yeah, so wrestling was out the window. We could watch the chick wrestling, though.
Oh, of course.
Glow wrestling. The yeah. glamorous ladies of wrestling.
Of course your dad was okay with that.
Oh, I could watch that till the cows came home.
That in the Spanish channel.
Of course. That, El, yeah, Sabato Gigante or whatever. Yeah. I could watch whatever, especially the newscasters.
Yeah. The weather girls.
All of that. That was fine. Butch me up real fast. He loved me. He cared. Let's be honest.
He did.
He just wanted to see that 12-letter monstrosity containing all five vowels that is my last name live on. And it will in this show.
Yes.
So Rowdy was the maniac, and he also did a decent amount of acting, and not like really bad, like, what was the nanny movie Hulk Hogan did?
Oh, not Mr. Mom, was it? No.
No, that's, Mr. Mom was Michael Keaton.
What's the one, didn't Schwarzenegger do one too? Oh, no, he did one where he got pregnant. Ooh, the man's pregnant.
Junior. Mr. Yeah. Nanny.
Mr. Nanny.
I was going to say Sergeant Nanny.
He's
going to. That sounds a little more manly.
He's going to shoot that watermelon out of his pee hole.
Yeah, I never really did understand how yeah. the intricacies of Junior.
Yeah.
Just how he got knocked up.
Yeah.
Did someone like dock with him and fit their shaft inside his own?
Dock with him.
Never heard docking.
No. Is that what is
Well, docking is one of those sex acts that I think just lives on Urban Dictionary, but supposedly it's you take at least one gay man with a foreskin, and
okay.
he positions his erect member glands to glands against another man, and then proceeds to roll his foreskin over the other guy. Now, as a man, I have to imagine
That's
this is
hilarious.
More made up than anything.
That is hilarious.
Because it's such a nothingness of sensation. You know, like... It
but
would,
you're one.
but as a dude, you wouldn't care about that. You figure right. the gay community... Think about it. It's male lust taken to the nth degree.
I know.
So it's going to be just... anonymous sex.
I am a gay man.
Multiple partners, getting off as fast as possible.
Yeah.
Much like the lesbian community. It's like, oh, we made eye contact. I think we're married now. I'm moving
we're
gonna in
move
with
in
you
together.
Next Tuesday. Yeah.
They move in together so quickly.
That is their shtick.
Yeah.
But with a gay guy, you have to figure it's just why would you do something with such limited stimulation? It's like, oh, there's another act in the community called dandelioning. And we line up a bunch of guys and then we just blow on it. And you make a wish. Like that would be maybe an 8-second idea on one Popper's fueled night, and then you'd be like, this is stupid. Put it in your mouth.
Yeah.
I'm done with this malarkey.
This Molly's wearing off.
Yeah. That's how the gay men talk. Yeah. Malarkey.
Malarkey.
You sound like a criminal in an old episode of Dragnet.
How did we get here?
Trying to sound tough.
Yeah.
So Rowdy.
Yes.
Getting back to Rowdy Roddy.
Mm-hmm.
Did a lot of legit acting too, unlike a lot of guys who really sucked at it. Let's be honest. He maybe was the most, to me, this is his legacy, the most enjoyable wrestler, like in a legit acting capacity.
Mm.
If you watch They Live with him and Keith David, I think it was a John Carpenter flick. The whole concept is he puts on shades and he can like see, I don't know, aliens that have taken over the media.
Hmm.
<That's> aliens that go to church on Saturday. What? That was the subtext of the film.
That don't use electronics for 24 hours on the weekend.
Yes. They have a Shabbos alien to help them on Saturdays. So he was very good in that. Again, we loved him in Always Sunny. I don't know what the hell else he did. But those two roles, like those are maybe the only times I've seen a wrestler where I'm just not like, get the hell in the ring. This is a travesty. And you'll actually watch and be like, I like this guy. He's a decent actor.
He was hilarious as the maniac.
He really was, despite his off-camera copious use of the N-word.
No.
His off-camera Hoganing.
Hoganing. Is that what we're calling it now?
That is the term we are busting out.
Okay.
And to segue from one Rowdy to another, Rowdy Ronda Rousey? Rousey? I don't even know how you pronounce
that. I don't know either. I've heard it pronounced both ways.
I'm not an MMA guy. This is an extension of my father's training of me to hate watching men in tights grapple with each other.
She's a badass, though.
Well, okay. There's two different things to get into here.
Okay.
And by the way, she like had her 29th victory. She's like the Mike Tyson of MMA. She beat the hell out of some Brazilian broad in 35 seconds. And she goes in all pumped up. I don't know why this is celebrated in sport, but especially boxing, where it's like, oh, there's so much hate behind this. It's a grudge match.
And they do the stare down.
Like, yeah. And not just that, where it's like, apparently she thought, Rhonda interpreted that this Brazilian broad, like, disrespected her dad. And so she's like, I'm going to beat her ass for making fun of my dad.
Yeah, and then, she said something about, like, suicide. Her dad committed suicide or something. I read about that.
Really?
Yeah.
So a girl that comes out to, like, beat on other people is not from, like, a Harvard family.
No.
Oh, see, that's how I pictured it. She, like, pulled off her debutante gloves and hurled her pearls to the ground and is like, I must fight, father. And he, like, drops his oyster fork and it clangs on his plate. And he's like, what? But Vassar!
I'll start in fencing. And make my way up.
Yeah, so that wasn't her background story. Yeah, that's it. Her dad dusted himself.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to interpret the Brazilian bringing it up and mocking it.
You're right.
Which I really doubt she did.
The Brazilian tweeted something like, I'm going to make Ronda Rousey, Rousey, whatever, want to kill herself. Something like that. And she was like, my dad committed suicide. How dare you? It was all like a Twitter war, which I hear is the thing now.
We need to Twitter beef with someone fast.
Let's do it.
Oh, my God. Burns. Big Brown and Burnsy. Let's just pick some friends and be mean to them. Big Brown and Burnsy, we're going to Twitter beef with you. And I'll forget I said this 5 seconds later, and then Burns will listen to this episode and be like, why didn't we do that bit? Like, so, what are you talking about?
So then, Rhonda took
Why is that celebrated, though? Like, why do we have to act like, oh, she was disrespected? Why don't we think to ourselves, clearly this woman's unhinged. She took umbrage, and now she's going to wail even harder on her opponent's skeletal structure for this perceived slight. And so not only was there that, but then Rowdy Roddy dies. And Rhonda's like, I'm going to dedicate this fight to you for letting me use your name, Rowdy.
Yeah, oh.
I know, you're just shaking your head. Like I am on the inside.
That's
where this country is.
She's so strong. I don't know. I admire that. I wish I could get in that good of shape, but I just don't have the...
Well, the face.
She's pretty. You don't think so?
Look, would I gleefully stick... Like, she is a total bag lunch. Like, the body is chiseled. Like, if you could just get one of those, brown bags, like a Cleveland Brown fan would wear.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Really? I think she's pretty.
Why do we... She's like halfway to fetal alcohol face. Like, yeah, she's got those like puffy cheeks and those little slit eyes. That was a mom that had a schlitz or two in the second and third trimester. All right.
I think she's pretty.
When she's pulled off that broad, maybe it's because I can't keep it in my pants, but like all I could think of is coming home to that in our double wide. And like, she smells another woman on me. And then she's like, this is what you get for effing Tammy. And she's beating my nose bone into my frontal cord, you know, my frontal lobes. Like, why would I want that? Why would anyone get off on like,
don't find her attractive at all? I think she's attractive.
Like her in another universe where she doesn't know how to like snap my neck.
Okay.
Like a ninja
so
video game character.
So you're intimidated by her.
Yeah, but like not in a hot way. Like, okay, Misha Tate.
Like how you're intimidated by me.
Exactly. Where like I think we could do it and then you drunkenly roll over on me and I die. No. Like Misha Tate, I kind of like. She has this like...
You're so mean to me.
She has a bit of a dude schnoz, but there's like a dirty sexiness to Misha Tate.
Here, I don't know who that is.
Here's Misha. Oh, god damn monitor. Kick in. Kick in.
Come on, Gateway.
Crap.
Is she a boxer as well?
She's an MMA broad. You
can
come around and
take
a gander.
I can
okay, you can do
phone.
That too.
So
Misha Tate, I do in a heartbeat. Like I like that, and she's also lost to Rousey already, so I can pretend that like maybe I'd have a chance. You know, Misha Tate looks a lot like Aaron Andrews, except with a much like scarier physique. She looks like almost like a half terrorist, half Aaron Andrews, or half like Mussolini, half Aaron Andrews. There's something a bit more exotic to her look.
She does have a big old nose, though. You're right.
She does, but I'm okay with that. Look at my nose, for God's sake.
Your nose isn't big.
I could have sex with like a skeleton where it's just that cartilage cavity.
Girls like
the
that.
Kid would still come out with a big nose. So, yeah, there was the big Rousey fight, mm-hmm. and everyone was tweeting about that. And for anyone who asks, especially Steve Groan or Groane, I don't know how you pronounce it. Much like we don't know how to say Rousey, we don't know Groane, Rousey. He asked if Groner. I saw the fight, and no, I guess this is sissy of me. I don't really watch MMA. Dude MMA, chick MMA.
For me, I don't watch it either because I don't watch boxing either. The thought of just a sport where you just beat the hell out of someone just doesn't appeal to me.
Well, verbally it's fine.
Verbally it's hilarious.
Verbally it's fine, you blubber brain.
Go to hell.
Go to hell, C-bomb.
But that just doesn't appeal to me. I don't know. I'm not a big like individual sport person. I like team sports.
Yeah. It also for my money, I understand so little about the technique behind it. And then there's guys like Joe Rogan who are calling it. It's like, oh, he put him in a arm bar and blah, blah. I'm like, hey, it looks like two dudes that are fighting not to get a boner or crap their pants. That's what it is to me.
I wonder if that's ever happened.
Both at the same time.
Yeah.
It's called a double ejector. It's called a double snake in the peanut can. Both directions.
I'm so worried one of the kids I teach is going to poop their pants one day.
On you?
No.
Just period. I don't know if like little kids still wear whitey tighty underwear. I'm not Jared Fogle.
Right.
So I would imagine with whitey tighties, it just smells and it's like a race against time to get them not to like mash it like a plantain by sitting back down again. But like, do little kids wear boxers? I don't know.
Did you wear whitey tighties?
I wore them far too long. Like I wore them to the point like I think it bobbed my nuts. Like as I was going through puberty, they just hit a certain point and then like, it would be like if you went through puberty and just wore like an A-cup training bra until you're 23.
That just would not happen.
Yeah, and you pull like, them out. Yeah. And they're just like dense as a black hole.
Eva, we need to get you a D-cup. But mom, I'm 16.
Yeah, that's...
Champagne problems.
I wore them. I wore them entirely too long. I was probably 13 when I got boxers, and then they were suddenly liberated. But I'm Greek, so I went through puberty like 8.
Right.
Like the die was cast.
Yeah.
Like I kept staring at everything down there, and I was like, I'm gonna get another spurt, and nah, 5'8 and change, and that's all I got. Done before my teens. Shaving my huge Danzig sideburns in seventh grade.
My friend Alex Hagelis thinks my dad looks like Danzig.
I mean, Danzig now, maybe.
Yeah.
He needs to get the Danzig chops, then.
Yeah.
Just walk around every so often uttering a mother.
No.
I would love your dad to do that. So, yeah, the Rousey thing, yeah, a lot of guys, I think, really, the one cool thing I'll say about girls in MMA, a lot of people watch that, and it isn't like when you're watching WNBA and you're like, I know. Pretend this is good.
Right.
Like, you can watch girls fight, and you're like, oh, that was an actual fight.
Right.
I still don't get it, though. It would be the same thing to me, where it's like, I guess I wanted to see dudes so I can see this done violently and done right.
Right.
Like, where it's just gallons of testosterone behind each fist.
She would kill you, though.
I mean, she would.
She would, like, murder you.
But she's a trained fighter.
So, it'd be funny.
Oh, yeah. I think they did something in the new Entourage flick.
I think she's in it. I think I heard that.
And yeah, she fights a dude. Or
beats up Turtle or something.
It had to be Turtle.
Yeah.
God, that I'd watch.
I love Turtle.
Has Turtle done anything?
No, he doesn't need to.
He's just Turtle.
Yeah.
You think he still can get laid just being Turtle?
Yeah.
But he's not on TV.
But he nabbed Meadow Turtle. Soprano. Like,
that is, but on the show, right?
No, in real life, they dated. When he got all thin, they dated.
She's a deeply disturbed woman.
I know.
She's banging, oh God, I was about to say Kirby Puckett's kid. No, Lenny Dykstra's kid. I think his name is like Shooter or Scooter Dykstra or something ridiculous.
Who's Lenny Dykstra?
Lenny Dykstra. He was a very famous Phillies player. He was really well known for like chewing crap tons of chaw when like other players were like, oh.
Are you thinking of Adriana from the show? She's married to someone named Shooter.
She's married to Shooter Jennings, yes. Waylon's kid.
Oh, okay.
I think you're right. They both married like
Shooters.
Dykstra's kid.
Shooter.
Dykstra's kid, I want to say, is like 10 years younger. Than her.
Than Jamie Lynn Siegler. Yeah. Siegler. There's another last name I don't know how to pronounce.
Siegler.
Siegler.
The kraut pronunciation.
Siegler!
Yeah, if it's S-I-E, they go E. On
okay.
One. Yeah. I don't know how you go into that as a girl, and you're like, yeah, this guy's going to stick around when I'm like hitting my rough mid-40s, and he's 30-something, and I think he's following... in the ball player footsteps
okay.
of Pops. I don't think he's particularly successful. I could be wrong. He could be like a 10-time All-Star. I don't really. I stopped giving a crap about baseball after the strike.
Right.
Which strike? I don't know. 95 strikes. There was a time the Cards went away, and after that, I was just like, you know, 2010. I'm like, Ken Griffey Jr. still playing? And, you know, that was about it for me. We were talking about something's weird with that broad. Not just because she's artsy and a singer like you and an actress. She banged Turtle.
Ugh.
She's with, again, like, if I don't get women that go that much younger when they are not in the coug range. Like, I get it.
I get what you mean.
I get if you're older and, like, you've had your kids.
Yeah.
And you're like, I just need to get some hot seed.
I see what you mean.
Like, I've already had the kids. I'm stable enough to raise my kids. I just need like a companion that can give me some dick, and I'm not into Dobermans. Like, that I get. But to be like 30 something, early 30s, when you're still like, okay, I need to reproduce, toot sweet.
Toot sweet.
Toot sweet. And then you're like, I'm going to get this guy who 18 months ago was farting into the drunkenly sleeping face of his frat brother Boomer. And, like, drawing dicks on his cheek. And this is a guy who I'm going to build a life with.
Yeah.
That has danger written all over it.
Maybe they're in love.
Such BS.
Why do you hate it when I say that?
What? Love?
Yeah.
Because it's BS.
Why?
Because the only thing that separates us from animals that, like, and maybe this isn't a good thing, by the way, that crap in their hands and then hurl it angrily at the people watching them at the zoo is logic and reason. Like, do you know, I've been in love.
Me too.
And when it fades, because when you're looking at someone through the prism of love, you can forgive so much poor behavior. You're like, yeah, she used to cheat, but I love her. She's changed her tune. Yeah, she does this that annoys me, but I love her. She does that that I've, she is a wastrel when it comes to cash, but I love her. One day.
Is that your mom?
No, I never loved her. One day, that love, like Rowdy Roddy's heart in the night, is going to die.
You don't know that, though.
And you, no one who's old and didn't grow up in the Midwest where there was like 18 people in their graduating class is in love beyond like 10 years into the marriage.
I don't believe that.
Really?
Yeah. I think my parents are in love.
Okay, but it's like old compromised love.
So? That's the best. Are you kidding me? They don't have to do it.
All right, Liz Lemon.
She doesn't have to shower.
Yeah, but that's like just a roommate of the opposite gender.
Sounds awesome.
Well,
chocolate, chocolate, chocolate.
What I'm arguing is people transition into that. And a lot of, I think a lot of people get addicted to like romantic, passionate love. I've been with multiple women. I think they're all, a lot of them are borderline personality
Five.
Disorder. One for each year since I lost my cherry. I've been with a lot of girls that are very, very addicted to passion, like actual. And again, it's a, I've looked it up later. I think it is borderline personality thing where they can't get enough of it when it's new and it's unsure. And it's like, oh, does he like me as much as I like him? Because I really like him. I really think this is the one. And then that guy reciprocates. And he's like, you know what? I do like you. Let's put down some roots. Let's make this stable. And that immediately is a cold shower to them. So, yes, maybe some people are like you. And they're like, I want it to be stable and boring, even if we had like a 2-week tempest of passion at the beginning. Let's mm-hmm. get boring fast.
Yeah. Sounds fun.
And I'm fine with like, if you get to that quickly, like my own thing I have going is just picking where we're going to eat, what we're watching on Netflix.
Sounds awesome.
Occasionally a hand goes down my pants. Sometimes.
Not that part.
Yeah. Once in a blue moon.
We had a blue moon the other day.
All right. Once every other blue moon.
Okay. July 31st was a blue moon.
And that's what I got. But I'm going into that like early on. And mm-hmm. I'm like, it's boring. It's stable. It's fun like that. It's relaxed. I think a lot of people get all lit up about passion. And they're like, this is what it's going to be here on out. This person makes me feel alive. And they get hitched. I think this happens more with guys than women, in all honesty. I think a lot of guys are like, I don't know what you dudes are complaining about. She'll wake me up with pancakes and a blowjob. My life is great. And then they get hitched. And then they have the kids. And all of a sudden, it's like, this effing sucks. I'm a babysitter. She's a babysitter. She's not shaving. I'm not getting any.
Why is it always the woman's fault, though? She's not shaving. I'm not getting any. The guy let himself go, gained a few pounds, sympathy weight with the mom.
I think you are pretty dead on with that.
Yeah.
The only difference I will say is, on average, I don't think the average woman is as shallow as the average guy. There's a little bit of an allowance. I'm not saying your chick's going to be cool with you like sacking on 75 pounds. Mine wasn't. But a guy can be like, oh, she's like 15 pounds fatter, and I caught leg stubble on her once. Where can I lawyer
you.
Up? Maybe it is. We'll wait for the comments to come in.
Okay.
Which supposedly we would have live Periscope comments.
Okay.
But is it live broadcasting?
Yeah, right? People are joining in. What's up, Pete, maybe?
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Good to hear.
Yeah.
Hello, Pedro.
Hello, Pedro.
Pedro Mabeo.
Do you know him? What?
You know him. He was in the studio last week.
Oh, I didn't know that was his...
Because you're never on Twitter.
Because I'm never on Twitter. Hi. I'm sorry.
Hi.
I didn't know his Twitter handle. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Hi. Whitaker. Little Whitaker.
Yeah, I don't... Look, maybe that is me. I feel love can wither and crap out, and a lot of us in this country, maybe the world over, I don't think so in like the places where they arrange marriage, though. We're obsessed with romantic love, and we think that's the be-all, end-all, and it kills us when that dies.
Yeah.
And then you're like, what the hell am I legally bound to? Because you fell in love with an ideal. You fell in love with someone when your brain wasn't in its right state.
This is depressing
me. You're getting banged right.
This is really depressing me.
You're both giving it your all.
I'm supposed to be getting myself out there.
Why? Don't.
Because I can't like live at home forever.
You can. Look at me. Parents die.
No.
They leave inheritances.
I'll take mine now, please.
Yeah.
Just
their death and the inheritance.
Stop.
Aww.
Aww. Speaking of deaths, there's one that's really weighing on my mind this week.
What? Colonel Sanders died?
No, Cecil the... John! Cecil the Lion.
Oh, that one is a bummer. We don't even have to go into that, but I must.
Okay.
My radio background. Cecil the Lion, a protected African lion, had a tracking collar, all that stuff.
He had like a microchip, right? Like people get for dogs or something like that.
He had a GPS transponder.
Yeah. He was protected, though.
In his bum. This guy, they knew where he was at all times. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big football-sized thing. Big lion-sized ass. You can just fit you can just fit anything up to the shoulder blade. You can go in a lion's colon.
You put on those long gloves like they do with cows. Oh, yeah, they have to inseminate
them. Oh, you have to. Carnivore colon? Oh, no. The
just
inside
all grass.
Of that. Well, yeah, it looks like a roll of gyro meat in there.
Ew.
Nothing but a flesh sweater inside that guy's colon.
Ew.
Yeah, it's not like a cow colon. Good vegetarian poop.
So Cecil had a tracker up his butt.
Yes. Huge one.
Sorry.
They left that out of the news. Liberal media.
God.
Liberal alien
Thanks a
media.
Lot, Obama.
Liberal alien-run media.
Yeah.
So Cecil the Lion is a lion. Happy in Africa. One of those crappy African nations. Maybe the one that shot down the Black Hawk.
Maybe.
Not sure.
I don't know.
Either that one or the one that Chappie the robot's from.
I thought it was Zimbabwe. I thought they said Zimbabwe.
Sounds about right.
Okay.
Maybe it's the one that has all the fast sprinters.
Yeah.
Is that Jamaica?
No.
Is Jamaica in Africa?
Some people say, you know, we can't believe Jamaica's got a bobsled team. Thank you. Yeah, but Cecil, this jerk dentist.
Some dentist from Minnesota.
My dad keeps joking that it's my dentist to get me mad. He would never do that.
Is he from Minnesota?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Like, paid to track this majestic beast of the wild on top of the food chain. And, like, didn't he... He chopped his head off so he could mount it in his, you know...
Well, the whole story...
In his man cave.
And the whole story is this dude, a rich dentist, honky bastard, goes out to Africa, hires some dudes. I'm just picturing two African guys.
Yeah.
Could be wrong here. Two fellow South African white guys with that evil accent.
I hate that accent.
Like Lethal Weapon 2.
I hate that accent.
I'm not sure who it was.
Let's
go with as evil as it can be.
Okay.
And it's just two white guys with Lethal Weapon 2
okay.
accents. Using, oh God, what is their word for you know what? What is their equivalent of the Hulk Hogan word?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you buy 10 seconds. I have to look this up.
Okay. So this guy.
I think it's like.
I don't know.
It's
John.
The K word. I think it's K E F E or something.
I don't know. So this guy pays these.
Ah, I got it.
Okay.
It's almost like kefir.
Okay.
But kafir. K A F F I R.
Got it.
So don't drink that. It will not aid digestion.
I will not.
Yeah. It's so weird learning other people's slurs.
Yeah, it is.
That's how you know this is all BS, by the way. Like, you could call a guy in South Philadelphia that and be like, what?
Uh-huh.
I have to go move in with my Aunt Viv now.
Yeah, that was West Philadelphia.
I am bad at geography.
Yeah. So he paid these locals to take him out on safari, mm-hmm. or whatever you want to call it, but it was really just a poaching hunt for Cecil.
There's no hunting involved. I don't want to go full out Ricky Gervais here. Like, Ricky Gervais, for a funny dude, has the most boring Twitter on earth. It's just like causes he's behind.
He's a big like animal enthusiast. I did know that about him.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
And like you get to a certain point, he probably has like 6 million followers.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably sick of like dancing like a monkey for everyone. You're
right.
Like, I don't give a crap. I can get on my soapbox at this point. Like who?
Right.
I'm not getting followers via Twitter.
Right.
I'm getting followers because Derek season 3 is on net. Well, maybe you're not getting followers for that.
That's just, yeah, it sucked.
But
I tried.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
That is my one worry with Ricky Gervais. And he's also into like thinking he's really handsome now because he's dropped a few. And there's like all these pictures of like him in a suit and dressed up and like him shaving with an old time, straight razor. Like you'd cut an Italian gangster's throat with in the 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not into that so much either.
Yeah. You're not handsome.
Well, it's not like he's hideous, but it's just like, well, you made the mug like he, to me, he's just very average looking, but it's like the formerly fat guy. It's like when Jon Favreau lost 40 pounds for 18 months and was like, oh, I'm not a big mess. And then he had a wife and kids and immediately just blew back up.
He drives me nuts.
He's in the same league to me.
Yeah.
I think Ricky's at least staying thin. And he's also not married and doesn't have kids, to my knowledge. So
he's been with the same woman for like 20 years.
Oh.
It's one of those, like a John Hamm and Jennifer Westfeldt. They're just like, so we don't need a piece of paper.
Oh, I find that gross.
But you find marriage gross too, so what's...
I find that more gross than marriage.
Okay.
Like, oh, we're above marriage.
I don't need a piece of paper to prove that...
Disgusting.
So, back to Cecil.
Yeah, so Cecil, this dude, this prick dentist, goes out. I'm guessing they were able to use this tracker maybe to find the lion, or maybe it's a tracker that like...
His butt tracker.
His butt, just the huge torpedo-sized butt tracker inside Cecil's colon.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they didn't hunt him based on that, but from what I gather, he's just like on some wildlife preserve.
Yeah,
it would be like
chilling
if I took you to the pound and I'm like, we are going to hunt English bulldogs today.
No.
And then you walk up to a cage and you just see one of those with their little mashed face. Is there anything crueler than Cecil's hunting? Is the creation of the bulldog something that can't even be born?
You know, that's my favorite dog.
Is it? I love them too, but like they're so messed up, you can't even. They sound like they're dying if you walk them 3 feet. Yeah, and they have to be born via C-section.
I know.
For Christ's sake.
Yeah.
When is it going to get to the point where we make a dog that you have to like take the embryos out and grow them in a petri dish? We have to grow them in like a whale uterus, and then they drop out of that. Because they're shaped like a starfish, and
my dog really wants to freeze her eggs. Yeah. She's really worried about the time, so we're gonna do that.
Oh my God. I mean, she is six. How much time does she have left?
That's the next phase.
Oh, there's no way that hasn't been done in San Francisco already.
Oh, probably. You're probably right.
Disgusting.
My dog really needs.
So it's this complete BS hunt during which this dude fires an arrow into Cecil. Loses track of him for the night. This poor lion then marches around with like an arrow in his gut for like the whole night. They find him the next day, and then he gets killed via arrow again. And then he's like, yay, I killed a lion. Look at what a big swinging dick dude I am. Which I will never understand. Like, there are so many issues where I can see both sides. Like, I can see the other side on the pro-life thing. I can see the other side on like the little government, no tax thing. Like, I might not agree with the logic or think it's flawed. I can see with great ease how someone could at least believe it.
Okay. Yeah.
In no way do I process like big game hunting, even like little dumb hunting. It doesn't register with me. I can't see the other side. I don't see what it is. Like, to me, you have to lack any shred of empathy.
Hmm.
To not feel any sort of guilt when you are murdering an animal. And it's such a bad way, too.
So you're against all kind of hunting. Duck hunting, deer hunting.
I mean, look, there's like a billion deer out there.
It's like a billion ducks.
Yeah. Quadrillion, yeah. I think, is the actual mathematic term.
Because I have hunters in my family, and they hunt legally on, you know, whatever they call those. Is it like a bluff? I don't know. Like, they have their own little hut.
Oh, like when you just shoot things off a tripod?
No. They have like a, I don't know what they call it.
It's a
like,
yurt.
A yurt?
I don't know.
Oh. But they go duck hunting a lot, and he has dogs, retrievers that he's trained to like go get the ducks when they pass away, and then he eats them, like he cooks them.
I mean, that I get.
Yeah. But big game
eating,
hunting?
Okay, eating for food.
Right.
There's a bit of a tradition for that. I don't get just killing something to stick it on your wall, to skin it. Like, there's something majestic about seeing an animal in action.
Mm.
If I'm killing it, if I'm taking its life, that should be for a purpose.
Right.
Like, I really don't even eat much meat anymore.
You don't.
I'll be quite honest.
Me neither.
You're working on that bit, Tinder.
Grinder.
So to me.
Oh, no, that's for gay guys.
Well, you can shave your head. And then just, like, greet them lying on your stomach.
So my boobs aren't in the way.
You know, they can't tell what you got. Just, like, do what you need to. And you call me up. You're like, I scored.
Guess what?
Give me the details. No, something was in me, though.
You dirty dog.
I even get pissed, like, no joke, when I see people at, like, the Great American Buffet. And it's like, I'm going to put 90 nuggets on my plate. Oh, I took a half bite of one. I don't like these nuggets.
Yeah.
Into the trash. Like, I get it. A chicken is this much above an amoeba on the brain power scale. But it had a horrible life.
Yeah.
It was like born into a cage where it never really moved. And it grew like artificially fast, filled with God knows what antibiotics and hormones. So you could eat the stupid thing. And then you're like, I didn't like the barbecue sauce at the Great American Buffet. Bye-bye, Nuggets.
Great American Buffet.
Yeah. Oh, there's one in Manassas. We can go. What?
Is that like Old Country Buffet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except somehow more white trash.
Yes.
Not saying I don't eat it both several times a year.
I had OCB like 3 weeks ago. And my dad was really mad because we had just missed breakfast.
Well, can't you got some waffles out of the back?
All I wanted was bacon.
Ron Swanson Crichton.
Yeah. Ron Crichton.
My point is, like, I don't think people, like, you don't have to, I'm not saying you have to go vegetarian or vegan or anything extreme like that. But, like, I like it when people are at least cognizant of, like, the meat on my plate was at one point a living creature that lived and died so I could consume it and turn it into fecal matter.
No.
Like, I would
Do
enjoy...
Do you have to say fecal matter?
Yeah, feckle. Feckle, like Cecil.
Aww. And then Cecil's brother, Jericho.
Jericho apparently gets it. That one's a bit murky. Now Jericho might be alive.
Oh, I thought Jericho ate it.
I think he's alive now, but they're just like, Jericho was killed, the African authorities. Let's be honest, it's not a racist thing. Anytime you hear African authority, you're just like, that. I would sooner believe the kindergartners down the street telling me that they saw the Yeti in the backyard. What? Those are puppet governments. They have presidents named Good Luck Jonathan.
I'm getting a text.
There are guys, what?
Their cousin Mufasa just died.
No.
Yeah.
When will it end?
When will it end?
Three members of the same family?
Of the same tribe. His brother Scar dropped him into...
Oh, God.
Into an antelope.
Was Scar a dentist?
Yes, yeah, Scar was a dentist. Dr. Scar.
We can't let dentists near these beautiful animals.
I don't think we should let dentists in Africa, period.
Why? Because you don't want black people to have nice teeth? You're disgusting.
I'm sorry.
Ugh, what's going on? Sometimes I don't know how I record with you. I want them to have their nice pearly whites. Come on.
Next, it's going to be Simba and Nala.
I just... Hunting is where you lose me.
Aslan.
Yeah. Like...
What are some other famous lions?
Oh, God. I don't know. Let's see. Famous lions. The Cowardly Lion.
The Cowardly. He was next.
The Detroit Lion.
But he was being a puss, so. Yeah.
Who else we got?
Isn't there a lion in the Bible?
The Kings of Lion.
Yes. They're gone now, too.
There was Daniel in the Lion's Den.
Daniel in the Lion's Den. That's what I was thinking about. That was my favorite little, you know, you get your children's Bible book when you're a kid. That was my favorite.
Was that in that weird brown, or was it a blue, God, was it brown or blue covered picture Bible that was in every haircuttery from 1980 onward?
Yeah.
And to this day, you can still find it in most
exactly
places where you get your haircut.
Yeah. I had mine, though, and I used to, because I had to go to CCD every week, so we had our own little kid Bibles.
Little picture Bible.
Yeah. It's Catholics.
Yeah, and this is just a weird anecdote for you guys.
Okay.
I worked for a dentist. Like, I did the locks on his house and my actual stuff.
Thought you were like a hygienist.
Yeah, he hired me to do dick jokes for an hour. Badly timed dick jokes. And I went to the dude's house.
You anti-dentite.
You anti-dentite bastard. This wasn't my son's wedding. I'm gonna knock your teeth out. And I'm...
I am not an anti-dentite. Sorry, go on.
And his house was decorated like it could have been this Minnesota dentist's house.
Seriously.
Like animal heads on the walls. I don't know if this is like a dentist thing, period. Like they just have conventions where they hunt for sport. Maybe you have to have no regard for life to get into dentistry.
Right. That's
weird. Exactly. There's no place this goes. It's not me setting up a bit.
Yeah,
it's just a very weird anecdote. Yeah. Like the one dentist house I've ever been in looked like a trophy room. A massive one, too. Like he was in a mansion. It took me 3 hours to finish working in this guy's house.
Wow.
And I walked every nook and cranny of it. And I mean, animal parts everywhere.
That's weird. That like gave me the chills.
Just like a jar of ox ovaries here.
My dentist is obsessed with horses.
Really? Yeah. Murdering them?
No, no. Riding? He owns like four, but there's horse pictures like all over the office.
So is it just a money thing?
I don't know. I want him to paint his picture next to one like Tony Soprano did.
Yeah, yeah. And then like Pauly Walnuts will save it from being burned, yeah. And then we can put a Napoleon outfit on him.
You're like a general, T.
The man in this picture is quite portly. I love it when I can go deep on a Sopranos quote and get a laugh.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, it's just nothing. It's nothing but horrible news this week. Like
nothing good.
Roddy dies.
Mm-hmm.
We have to act like Rowdy Ronda Rousey's hot and not just a creature of terror that
okay.
would sexually beat us.
Yeah.
Like, who do you think even can have sex with? Like, you would have to be, maybe The Rock would be able to get it up for Ronda Rousey. Like, you would have to know as a dude that you could, when push comes to shove, knock her teeth out her ass in order to get an erection with her. Or just like put her in like a stock.
Like an old timey stock.
Yeah, exactly. Like something where they would catch you banging around on your husband and then people would hurl tomatoes in your face.
Right. The like you scarlet could, letter
yeah,
on your chest.
Yeah, you could bang her in a stock too. Yeah. As long as they took care of those mule kicking legs. You'd have to be pretty thorough with her.
I was about to say, those legs could like go back and just kick you in the face.
Oh, God.
Right in the gut.
Oh, they could kick your gonads right off your frame.
Yeah.
I've seen Necessary Roughness. I know Kathy Ireland could.
What's Necessary Roughness?
Horrible old Scott Bakula football film. And I believe Kathy Ireland was the team kicker.
Okay.
It's a reference for anyone that watched HBO in the 80s and was forced to see that film every hour on the hour.
We weren't allowed to watch HBO.
Me neither, but I can only tell you that my neighbor who did get to watch it and I was infinitely envious of wanted nothing more in life than to smell Kathy Ireland's ass. That was just his thing.
Her poop ass.
Grew up to be a dentist. That is also their bag.
And now he's my dentist.
And that's how I pay my bills.
Yeah.
Just did you hear about the kid, the 9-year-old who got killed at a minor league game?
No.
Okay, there's a little dude, and I'm not sure if this is a troll article, because the kid looks exactly like Jonathan Lipnicki.
Now or back in the day?
Back in the day.
Okay.
Adorable Jonathan Lipnicki. Yeah. Oh, no, not the one that looks like...
Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Oh, God. Not just him. Not the one that got Haley Joel Osment.
Oh, yeah. What happened to him?
Not that passage of time.
Oh,
no.
God. Like, he looks like a thumb.
Thumb with a face.
Yeah.
Saw right?
Yeah, with like little tiny eyes and like a little smile. Jesus. Haley. What happened to you?
Like you drew a face on a hunchback's lump.
On my mighty hump. One day you're going to do that and I won't notice.
Oh, yeah. And then I'll just turn you around on Periscope.
Yeah.
People will think that the voice is actually coming out of the mouth on your hump.
My mighty hump.
You're like, that hump has great pipes. Yeah. No, this kid was a bat boy for a team called, and this is why I think it's a joke, but okay. It isn't because it's like been reported by 100 outlets.
Right.
The team name is the Liberal BJs. So you're laughing at a dead kid. That's.
I'm laughing at the name of the team. I'm not laughing at a dead child. I love kids.
I think I just said that a kid died and then you couldn't contain your boisterous laughter. Do you want to kill a lion too, Dr. Mengele?
No.
All right, let me finish the story. So the Liberal BJs. I don't know where this team is located. It really just sounds like a joke. Like their heated rival is copious anal. Like, it's spelled out BEEJAY, but I don't know what a... Like, I just hear Liberal BJs, and
me
I'm like,
too.
That's the secret to a marriage not losing its romance.
Yeah, right.
So this kid, this little Jonathan Lipnicki wearing a... What was Rick Moranis' name in Spaceballs? Another white person movie that I didn't watch 100 times because my dad was fresh off the boat.
I don't know.
Oh!
He was the Darth Vader character.
Yeah, something like Dark Helmet or something crap. Yeah.
Black Helmet.
Something stupid.
I've seen that movie like twice. I don't remember.
You know what? That's the best thing you've said all episode.
Thanks.
No, I meant that in a good way.
Okay.
I respect, because normally you're like, oh, I watch Back to the Future every week. That was my thing with my dad and other honky movies. But I'm happy you've barely seen Spaceballs. No. Overrated piece of crap.
I've seen Star Wars like a million times.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, Spaceballs with he had like a big, huge batting mm-hmm. helmet on. He really looks like Rick Moranis channeling Jonathan Lipnicki.
The little boy?
Yeah, the little boy. So this little kid apparently like went to grab a foul ball or some crap. He was the bat boy. He's helping out with the team. And he wanders right into the path of the guy who's like on deck or in the hole or whatever doing practice swings. Just crack right across the side of his helmet. Is in critical condition for a day and dies.
Oh my God.
It is the least comedic story ever married to the team being called the Liberal BJs. I didn't know what angle to take with it. Obviously an okay one if you laughed at a kid dying.
Oh my God. That's tragic.
Horrible.
I don't even know what to
next
say.
Next subject, you.
Yeah, that is so tragic. I wonder how his parents are. I should send them something.
They're really taking it well, actually, now that you say it like that, Eva. I saw them interviewed, and the dad was like, yeah, you think we would have been more phased by this, but nah.
We were looking into it, and kids are expensive.
Yeah. Who feels like a blizzard?
Aw, well, that's horrible.
It's what a cherry cheesecake this month.
Terrible story.
Yeah, really a downer. And maybe you have to see the good inside the bad.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one thing I can say along those lines from this week's news. Papa's Basement. We're just like a horrible negative daily show.
We are.
There's no laughter, and it's just sad stories.
Yeah.
So remember 2 weeks ago, I want to say, we mentioned Jared Fogle was in trouble because they thought he was, you know, they're like, okay, Subway suspended relations with him and the FBI raided his house.
Right.
Never something you want to hear.
No.
It's never like the FBI raided your house to stage a surprise party.
Yeah. Because Publishers Clearinghouse is coming.
They're looking for things. Bad things. Yeah. FBI things.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out he arranged to have sex with a 16-year-old. Now, to me, maybe I'm missing the point on this story. I thought the guy was banging 4-year-olds. Like, I hear that he's doing a 16-year-old. I'm like, doesn't he deserve, like, a pass, even if it wasn't legal in his state?
John.
Yeah?
16.
That's legal in a lot of states. I don't know where Jared lives. Look at Jared. That looks like a guy who opens a diaper to kiss everything underneath.
Yeah.
Like, if... exactly. Sounds like a squirrel working an acorn. He banged a 16-year-old. I would be like, even if it's 18 here, you get a pass, dude. We had the wrong idea about you.
John.
What? Am I completely off the mark here?
16 is a little young, especially for how old he was. Or is.
Okay.
And it's
a little young.
It's illegal.
Yes,
it's illegal.
Depending on the state, I think. Oh. A little young, yes. You show me a picture of Jared, I thought he would have gone like a lot young with 19 O's in the middle of lot.
He looks like one of those like adults that's into wearing diapers and baby hats and like carrying around rattles.
I mean,
you heard about this?
Yeah, yeah. No.
Yeah, it's kind of like a weird sexual thing.
I mean,
can't you just see him in a giant diaper just pooping out Subway?
Yeah. Yeah, it's, maybe that's how he lost weight. He like was sick of like big runny BMs getting mashed against him. So he just ate less.
Yeah.
No, he looks like he ate fresh.
Yeah.
You look at him, and it looks like he meets every Thursday with Ferris Bueller's principal and Gary Glitter.
Oh, God.
So,
yeah,
like,
that
the
guy,
fact he's banging a 16-year-old?
That guy is a child. I always forget about that.
Is it Jeffrey Jones?
Jeffrey Jones, yeah. And he managed to kind of keep on working after that. Like, he did, like, the John Adams HBO thing. He did a
Hollywood's kind of weird about kid effing.
What do you mean?
Like, if I get my acting career together, and we all know I will, and then tapes of this show surfaced,
mm-hmm.
where I show like a shred of sympathy toward conservative people and make jokes about horrible words,
mm-hmm.
I'd be gone tomorrow.
Right.
But if I were on here just like, I Polanski'd a 14-year-old in the butt.
Right.
I Sunyi'd my stepdaughter.
Right. Well, remember when Jerry Seinfeld was dating that hot 17-year-old?
Was it Shoshana Lowenstein?
Shoshana Lowenstein.
Yeah.
She was 17.
I do remember a name tied to a big pair.
Yeah, a really big pair. But, you know, ugly.
Anna Nicole Smith, real name Vicky, continue.
Ugly Jerry stepping out with this, like, hot 17-year-old.
Yeah, and he talked about how he got off on watching her do homework.
Yeah.
Which,
and no
hey,
one
wouldn't we all, but keep it a secret.
But no one cared.
It is weird like that.
Huh.
I
never thought about that.
I don't know why kid effing is cool with the liberal elite. You think it'd be just another cause du jour that they get worked up about, but for some reason, you can pork a kid and still have something of a career. I mean, you're not going to be on the cover of Fast and Furious 8.
No.
But
R.I.P. Paul Walker.
Of course. But you're
gorgeous specimen of a man.
You're going to have bit parts waiting for you. I'm sure you can still work the stage.
16 is too young.
Okay, yes, it is. But when I think you're a baby rapist.
Right.
Pulling another Always Sunny reference.
Okay, it's better than being a baby rapist.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
That's all I ask that you say. Okay.
Just be quiet from now on.
Yes. Well, did you want to do your little bit or do you want to call it a baby raping day?
Oh, speaking of children being terrified by old people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll do my little bit and we'll call it a day. I was asking basically for your opinion earlier.
Baby rape is wrong.
Baby rape is wrong, but I was teaching today. The kids are between 3 and 6.
Okay.
And we were at a rec center that has a pool. And I think that you've been to a rec center in your life and we were talking about how...
Hey, look, I get it. I'm fat. Yeah.
Shut up. But I meant when you were
younger.
You
think I've been to one once.
And we were discussing how elderly people really have no problem with just going full nude in the dressing room.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought my students into the bathroom, and there was this old naked lady, and they were terrified.
I have a question.
I honestly was a little terrified, too.
How woolly was it?
I tried not to look.
Oh, see, that's where you and I really part on, like, if... Look, I like to think I'm all man, upwards of 80% man.
Right.
When it comes to sex stuff. If someone is peeing next to me, I'm looking at their D.
Really?
If someone's changing in front of me, I'm looking at their D.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's just like I want to see what everyone else has got going.
Okay. That's, I mean,
it's like an unofficial poll in my head.
Yeah. But this woman, this
old
woman.
Not going to roll with that? Nothing? No bashing me? All right.
I don't think that that's weird.
I throw you ammunition to shoot at me.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of gross, John, that you stare at guys' wieners while they're peeing.
Thank you. Not a long stare, just a quick, just a quick little peek.
Every time?
If I can. If it works out that way. Nothing overt, mind you.
Do they look at yours? Do you notice guys checking your package out? Your gyro?
I mean, if I'm lucky. No, not really. I don't think it's most guys. It's just me.
It's just you.
Yeah, I kind of want to see where I stack up, yeah, where I am in the herd.
It's just me and a small community of men.
Yeah.
We meet every Wednesday.
Watch each other tinkle.
Yeah.
Into our diapers. And then Jared picks them up.
But this, I just...
It's an old thing. It comes,
yeah,
from like...
Yeah, it is, right? It's like that generation.
We were,
she was
right
like
on...
She was in her 80s. She was old.
Oh, for God. She lived through the war.
Yeah.
You did everything in front of each other.
Oh.
I mean, maybe that was more for the Londoners during the Blitz, but...
Her boobs were, like, hanging down to her stomach.
What do you want me to say? The ravages of time are disgusting. We've all seen the Metallica Unforgiven video,
So men do it, too, in the men's room? Like, old men?
Oh, old dudes will, like, strip. In my gym, they will strip... And then just, like, march and do whatever they can to be naked for as long as possible. It's almost like a power play. It's almost like, yeah, you young queers, you can't just pull out your D like I'm doing. I've seen guys, no joke.
I was in Normandy.
Strip, walk over to the urinal, take a piss, shower, use the scale.
All like, naked?
All naked. And then, like, have a conversation. And then call it a day.
How are you not giggling like the Duck Hunt dog? I would be like...
No, that's a reference.
Yeah. Yeah. How are you not?
I mean, I don't know. I have a shred of maturity when I'm not on air. Okay. I guess that's the
answer.
With
their old man butt all like...
That's disgusting. Are you kidding me? And just that wealth of silver pubes and stuff. Looks like Harvey Fierstein's beard currently.
Oh my God. David!
Why
did
bad.
I just send my mother to Atlanta? I'm sorry.
No, it's disgusting. It's like the grosser you are, the cooler you are with your body.
Well, from now on, I'm taking them to the bathroom upstairs. I'm not going to
That is one of those ways that I think going like politically correct or just more, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, it seems like. The whole liberal trend in that direction. That's kind of like the lion killing, where I don't see the other side of it. Like, no one wants to see each other naked.
They have changing rooms. They have, like, nice, big, like, you go in, you put your bathing suit on, but this lady was just naked.
Yeah, like, I'm so cool with private parts and, like, covering up and not showing them to people. It's great. Like, maybe if I had a huge one, sure.
Yeah.
I'd find any excuse possible.
You're naked right now.
Oh, God. Are you kidding? If I had, like, a really big one, I'd be wearing, like, tissue paper pants, and I'd move to the Windy City. Oh, you flew out again. My friend, let's stuff you back in. That would just be my shtick.
Yeah. Well, they're going upstairs to the bathroom tomorrow.
No, that stinks. I still remember the first time I had to get naked in front of other guys, because I was right on the end of, I think, when that was acceptable, and it was scout camp, and we all had to, like, pull out our little... baby dicks in front of each other and just shower in this prison yard cinder block monstrosity.
Oh my God.
Sucked.
Were you embarrassed?
Oh, I was mortified. Oh. I think I even lost the size contest. I mean, dead last.
Oh, it just like shot back up in.
Yeah. Like just frightened.
Oh, little Johnny.
Yeah. No, I was like the Mr. Irrelevant last NFL draft pick. It was just not good.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, especially because one kid had a huge one, too.
What?
That's what really made it bad. Like, if it was everyone was equal and I was a little more scared than the rest, I could have lived with that. But there was one kid that just could have had, like, an adult career at that point.
Oh, God!
He could have got his merit badge in pleasuring women at that age. We're all just like, oh...
Were you all, like, laughing at each other's wieners?
Yeah, and then we were laughing at him because we're like, oh, look how big yours is. This is before we'd put two and two together.
Yeah, that's like, a good thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, ew, look at your big wiener.
Yeah, we should have just, like, teamed up to murder him and then each of us chopped off an inch and added it to our own. Sure, it would have made for a dick that looked like a rainbow pop at the end of the day, but at least there would have been some more meat. Well, shall we?
Yeah.
No, it is not the Rue outro music. It's just Surf Rider. Okay. Folks, it was Papa's Basement. I hope you made it to the end. God bless you if you did.
Absolutely.
Endurance like Cecil.
R.I.P. Cecil.
I'm John Papagiorgio. She's Eva Crichton. If you want to tweet me, I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter. I'm very active there. We also have Facebook.com/Papa's Basement if you want to bug us there. InPapa'sBasement.com is the show's website. You can find every episode we've ever done hosted there, as well as my writing. And if you want to help us out, you can go there, actually, and you'll find all the links to iTunes, as well as the 18-page instruction manual on how to leave an iTunes review.
So stupid.
They don't make it easy. But you can find it there. It's all broken down for you. At Orchard Eva, if you want to hit up Eva online.
Yeah.
And I think that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're free.
Yeah, we are.
Let's run.
Let's go.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.